ghost stories said to be true. There has been some stories which claim haunted houses were destroyed, but the ghosts that haunted them moved to another place. There has also been stories about ghosts attaching themselves to people, so when they moved, the ghost went with them. Of course, those who do not believe in the paranormal will say this is hogwash, and those that do believe might be worried or fascinated. They might be worried because they don't want a spirit moving in with them, or they might be fascinated because they are very interested in the paranormal. One home in the Midwest, I believe, was having work done to it. It was a very old home and the owners had claimed it was haunted. Usually, paranormal investigators will tell you when homes are being renovated, the spirits which supposedly haunt the house will become far more active because they don't like changes made to the place they are living in. This time things were different. All the paranormal activity in the home ceased. The owners couldn't believe their luck. What they didn't know was the fact a house three homes down started to have paranormal activity. It seems the spirit or spirits had moved. One of the questions asked is what happens to the ghosts if they haunt a home and it is demolished? It is an interesting question. There are several different beliefs in this area. One is the ghost will remain in the area where the home stood. There is the belief the ghost will move on to another location and then another, until the ghost will finally seek its heavenly reward and move on to the afterlife. If you believe in ghosts, and many do, they have to remember a ghost is just a human in a different form, and as a human each one has a different reason for what they do and they can take different paths from each other when making decisions. Some people believe a ghost can attach itself to an object and where that object goes so does the ghost. I guess the question then would be what happens if the object is destroyed? I personally don't see why a spirit would want to attach itself to an object, but two psychiatrists suggested this is quite common in the paranormal world. Anyway, back to the question. The answer is, there might be another object they would move to, or they might decide enough is enough. There have been some cases where people have claimed a spirit has moved from one object to another. Recently there was a story which appeared in the news about a New Jersey school which was going to be demolished. The people in that area agree the school was haunted. The school is in Ocean County. The school has been around since the 1930s. The school was even investigated by the Ghost Hunters team. They reported as they investigated there was an overpowering smell of chocolate. To make things even more bizarre, there was no source for the smell and it seemed to move to different places and then disappear. A park is being recommended to replace it. The question will be, is the park going to be haunted after the building is gone? That will be interesting to find out. One man said when he was away from home, he started to feel there was another presence following him. After a while he felt it was more than one. When it came time to go home, he said these presences followed him and when he got home, he began to hear voices when no one was there but himself. He also began to have very frightening nightmares. What was one to do? He didn't know if the ghosts were harmful or not, but had the feeling they were evil. He decided to try to do an exorcism himself. He read up on how it was done and began the preparations. He did many parts of rituals after opening all the windows. If any of you reading this have ever seen the show Supernatural, there is a copious use of salt which supposedly ghosts cannot cross. This homeowner put lines of salt across all doorways. Lastly, he asked the ghosts to get out. He said this worked and the ghosts left. Another question which is sometimes asked about some homes which are considered haunted is, are they anywhere near an Indian burial ground? This idea of an Indian burial ground fostering a haunting is an old one. I saw a theory about this which states there is a fear, Indian ghosts want retribution against us for what was done to them and their dead are just waiting to get even. This is not my theory. The truth is the same is thought about any burial ground. I remember one home which the occupants said was haunted and when the reconstruction of some rooms was going on, A grave was found from a decommissioned cemetery where they thought they had moved all the bodies, but obviously they missed this one. It is not only homes which some say are haunted, but ships, caves, buildings and yes, even airplanes. There was one commercial airliner full of passengers flying a route when one of the crew noticed someone in a passenger seat who looked familiar. To their shock, it turned out to be a pilot who had recently died, and as they looked at him, he faded out of view. Can you imagine how that crew member felt on seeing that? The crew member still had to act normal as not to scare the passengers. Throughout history, there are stories which are said to be true about some terrifying hauntings. No matter how advanced we get, there are still people who claim to be haunted. Not all of them claim the spirits are evil, however. Some say they are being haunted by harmless or even friendly spirits. Some are even said to be the spirits of children and friendly animals such as cats and dogs. It seems hauntings can take place anywhere and in any country. One famous historical haunting took place in Nova Scotia, Canada. The person who claimed to be haunted was Esther Cox. Things would fly around the house by themselves. The objects could be almost anything, but plates were used sometimes. It is claimed a doctor couldn't believe what he witnessed. He claimed to have seen words appear above her bed which read, "Esther Cox, you are mine to kill." Others heard voices and strange sounds in the house when no one but them and Esther were there. When so-called experts were called in, they claimed they found five different ghosts were haunting the place.